Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils, and by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services.
Hey, can I say one thing?
Of course you can.
Don't even ask me about my picks. I'm just taking all of Jerry's picks.
No, shut up.
Jerry's awesome. Jerry's the best.
I agree.
Jerry has been great, and Jerry is way ahead in first place.
I think you should do a five-team parlay, Jerry.
Boomer's in second.
Your own.
Well, that would be copycatting. I can't do that.
Why not?
No, but I will do a four-team one over the weekend.
So I have to revert to a strategy of mine because I've been so bad. And I'm in third place. So
you're going to touch the stove?
No. And I don't know how nobody's heard of that. Guys are weird.
Have you ever heard of that, Jerry?
I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Touch
Nobody
the stove.
Knows.
No, people know.
What does that mean?
Nobody understands what that
You've
means.
You've never heard of the metaphor touching the stove? You guys read or anything? No?
No. I mean, paragraphs and headlines.
All right.
What does touch the stove mean?
Touch the stove is when you touch the stove and it's hot, you learned.
Not to touch the stove again.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, I've never used that, but...
But you've heard of it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank God.
You've never heard of that.
Bummer. Not as a metaphor, I haven't.
I would agree with that.
Wow.
I've heard of don't touch the money.
Right, yeah. I've heard that enough.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe you can give that to Jason Witten now for ESPN. I wonder what happened if he would say that. If he said that on ESPN, would he get the amount of vitriol that he got thrown at him after the rabbit out of his head?
Say what?
Touch the stove.
Touch the stove is a common thought. It's not rabbit out of the head. I'm telling you guys are lost on this. I'm telling you guys are totally lost. I already got four or five people texting me. How did they never hear a touch the stove? I'm like, listen, some people, you know, are well-read and others are not.
All right, let's get to our picks.
Here we go, week 7 of the NFL.
Yeah, right. Jerry, take it away. You're the guy who does it. Yeah.
That's true. I forgot. We have 5 games for you. The last two will be the Jets and the Giants, of course. So we'll start with game number 1 in Chicago, the Patriots and the Bears. The Bears at home getting 3 points.
So as I mentioned, when I'm this bad, I have to implement this strategy to get back on track. So you think about a bear and you think about a Patriot.
A bear eating a Patriot.
So normally a bear against a human would be very, very difficult. But the Patriot has a musket.
Yeah, musket.
That's got a musket.
Got a
which
musket.
Can shoot the bear.
Right.
So this is why I'm going with the New England Patriots. If they did not have that musket, they didn't have that cannon in the end zone, I'd take the bear all day long. Patriots will shoot the Bears. And that's my pick.
You know what? The Bears just don't beat Tom Brady. How about that? Tom Brady basically beats everybody, including the Bears, and got a rookie quarterback, our second-year quarterback, who's struggling a bit. Man, I'm going to take the Patriots. I think that they'll win this game by a touchdown.
Well, I'm with both of you. Unless Khalil Mack kills Tom Brady in this game, I say the Patriots.
Plus, Khalil Mack's dealing with an ankle.
Minus 3 points. Yeah, so we're all in agreement there. Game number 2, Saints and Ravens in Baltimore.
So a saint is an interesting thing, right? So if we're talking about a celestial being, someone that's up in heaven as a saint, a raven can't get that high, right? A raven can fly. A raven likes to pick on carcasses, right? They like dead animals. They like to pick at that. It's essentially it's a crow. It's a glorified crow. So I can't pick a glorified crow that's eating carcasses over a saint. So I'm going to have to go with the saint. Point up to the sky, taking New Orleans in this
and
one.
You get 2.5.
Yeah. You're getting 2.5 points. But here's the deal: the Ravens create those carcasses, and those carcasses are opposing teams' quarterbacks. As a matter of fact, Marcus Mariota found out last week as he was sacked 11 times, and they punted on every single one of their possessions last week. Now that's last week, and in comes Alvin Kamara, in comes Michael Thomas, and in comes Drew Brees.
Hmm.
I'm taking the Ravens.
I will take the Ravens as well.
I
minus
like their
2.5,
baby.
If defense.
This game was in New Orleans, I'd go the other way. But instead, I'm going to take Baltimore at home minus 2.5.
Bengals in Kansas City against the Chiefs.
Man, this
KC
is...
minus six at home.
All right, so this is a scenario that I'm painting, right? So if a chief who is a guy who is in charge of the tribe, right, and he's sitting around and he's just smoking the peace pipe, then the Bengals going to come up and he's going to maul him.
So but not sure the genetics match.
Right, but this is the problem that I have. This chief is smart, all right? This chief has been good this year. So this chief's going to hop on his horse and he's going to have a spear. And that Bengal's going to come after him, but he's going to huck that spear at that Bengal, and he's going to kill him. Then they're going to eat it and use its skin as a coat. So, Chiefs, spear the Bengals in this one, Kansas City minus six.
Well, there's a guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes who's basically firing rockets all over the place. Thank you very much. This game was flexed into prime time because of one Patrick Mahomes. It's a Patrick Mahomes world, and we're all living in it. Patrick Mahomes could do whatever he wants on the football field. Patrick Mahomes could make a mistake and come back from it. Patrick Mahomes has a howitzer for an arm. Patrick Mahomes has the cheetah to take over the Bengals, and his name is Tyreek Hill. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the highest scoring game of the weekend between them and the Bengals.
Sunday night, yeah.
Well, again, we're 3-for-3. I would take the Chiefs minus 16 if it was. Chiefs minus 6 for me as well. The two local games, Jets and Vikings, Sunday afternoon. The Jets getting 3.5 at home for your Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, this is one where I really feel the other way if I was making real picks, but I can't pick a Viking over a Jet. I mean, the Vikings are on the boats. They're eating the big turkey legs. They're pillaging. If they saw a Jet, they would totally freak out, man. And that Jet could just run them right over. I mean, this is modern technology against a bunch of guys with blonde braided hair. So it's got to be the Jet and the jet engines that take over guys in ships. You know, just wood, big wooden ships. Not going to work.
I'm known around these parts as El Blanco Norway Luigiano Grande.
What? Just come up with that?
Yes.
Wait, you've never heard of touching the stove?
Yeah.
You got that?
El Blanco Norway.
So I will speak for those Vikings. Because that's my heritage.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like you picking on my heritage. I don't pick on your heritage. I celebrate your heritage when you became a
Italian-American Entertainer of the Year.
For the Columbus Day Parade.
Right, yes.
And then one nice listener celebrated it for me as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Anyway.
It's hate mail that he got.
I don't know. Kirk Cousins is playing awesome. Adam Thielen's playing awesome. They're going to put up a lot of points because of all the injuries that the Jets are suffering from. Sorry, Jet fans. I'm going to have to go with the Vikings.
Kanes Nakanushk
is right.
I think I've picked the Jets every week. This is the first week I go against them. I take the Vikings minus the 3.5. I'm with you. Kirk Cousins gets really right this week, and I think they go up and down the field against a battered secondary. Giants-Falcons, Monday Night Football. Atlanta minus 5.5.
These predatory birds are tricky because you get them in all sorts of situations, and they're dive-bombing you, and it's tough. But with a Giant, I feel like a Giant can take on a lot of dive-bombing. Yeah, I mean, dive-bombing birds. So, like, they might peck an eye out. It might hit you in the face a couple of times. But at some point, that Giant will be able to snatch that bird out of the air.
Think of, like, the Green Giant, but really he's blue.
Right, he's blue, and he's angrier than the Green Giant. Like, the Green Giant's interested in produce. This Giant's interested in killing. So, the Giants will snatch the Falcons out of the air, and it will eat them for a snack. Give me the Giants minus 5.5.
Plus five and a half. I'm going to take the Giants on the road, too. I don't know if they'll win the game, but I think this is going to be another one of these high-scoring games as hopefully both quarterbacks go off, and hopefully Odell Beckham Jr. is happy, and he's making plays, and Saquon Barkley is going to prove once again that the Giants made the right draft choice in the eyes of Giant fans. We can't see anything else but this great running back. I'm going to take the Giants plus the points as another high-scoring game Monday night down in Atlanta takes place.
I agree, high-scoring. For the first time this year, I will pick against the Giants. I will take the Falcons minus 5.5. This was a Super Bowl team a couple of years ago, and they've been snake bit this year. Atlanta
snake
minus
bit.
5.5.
The defense stinks.
Yeah, but they've had games they should have won. The offense has played really well. I know the defense stinks. They're playing the Giants.
The Giants will likely be 1-6 on. I hate to say that on Monday morning.
So I noticed that we didn't pick the Cowboy game.
Bonus pick.
You want to do a bonus
Cowboys
pick?
Speaking of that, we have a bonus pick. Nice. We have a bonus
pick. Brought to you by Altice One. Call 877-6-OPTIMUM or visit Optimum.com to get Altice One today. What's the spread on that one, Jerry? Is it 1.5?
Last I saw was 1.5.
So this is the bonus pick of the week.
Correct. Brought to you by Altice One. So it's Dallas traveling to Washington. Wow, this is your classic Cowboy and Indian matchup, isn't it? This is a tricky one.
Be careful.
You know, I already picked the Chief to get on the horse and to throw the spear. We're talking about revolvers here, man. It's just a different deal. I got to go with the Cowboy. You know, we're just talking about different type of weapons. And when it comes down to that,
it's a Smith & Wesson.
Yeah, I got to go with the Cowboys in this one. Give me the Cowboys plus the 1.5 down in Washington.
I'm going to take the Cowboys, too. I'm going to take the plus 1.5 as well. I think their defense has played well. I talked to Jerry about a scouting report before this report that we're talking about now, and that was a new report. Now, this is an old report as far as I'm concerned. Their defense has played well, and I think Alex Smith will struggle against that defense, just like Jerry said.
Well, this is a boring pick.
The Redskin fan.
Really, Boomer? Wow.
I didn't even
know
that.
Did you say that one more time, Eddie?
Half the Redskin fan.
Wow. I never knew you felt that way.
The only thing I'll add to that is I believe the Cowboys will win this by double digits. So Cowboys by 10 or
double
better.
Digit
I'm
call.
Not saying a route. I'm not saying a route, but they will win by 10 or more on Sunday as they get their first road win of the season.
Five, as in Super Bowl championships. Five. Count them, bitches.
By the way,
I forgot.
By the way,
that.
Let me ask you this:
Yes.
Is this your lock of the week?
I don't do locks of the week because really, all my picks are locks at this point.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, none of us can say anything back to Jerry because it's been so good.
I'm 3-3 last week. Wasn't that good? But I will say the Cowboys will win by 10 or more.
All these picks and nobody took the Bucks.
Go Bucks! Now we got two guys in there setting up drops. Great.
There you go. The NFL picks for week 7 in the NFL.
All right, Jerry, good job.
Very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.